Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
Hey, so glad to have you here with us. We appreciate it. Sorry we had to take such a long vacation. We'll never go on vacation again.
That's not true. That's not true.
Actually, Alex is going on vacation at the end of the week. But hey, you know what? You need it. Live the Web Girl, by the way. Live the Web Girl. The youngest one on the show, still on vacation. How is that possible? I got to renegotiate.
I don't know how that got sent through.
I need a new contract here.
Good for her, though, because isn't someone paid for it, right? Like her boyfriend or something?
I don't know.
She's in Hawaii.
I couldn't even afford that for my honeymoon. She's going after Christmas break.
Yeah, I want to go there.
Anyways, I'm not going to be butthurt. This is actually kind of going to be a little fun exercise to get the past out of us. Get rid of it. 833-JOE-ALEX. You can join in this conversation. Give us a word. That's 833-563-2539. Going over words that need to be banished in 2019.
Oh, here we go.
The linguistics department at Lake Superior State University, that's in Michigan, way up top, just put out its 44th annual, so they do this every year, and it's kind of like a list of obnoxious, overused, and just terrible, as they say, words and phrases that we need to banish and quit saying.
Okay, good. So it's just obnoxious, annoying. I don't like it, so now you can't say it.
Yeah, not like, hey, you're offending me, you're hurting my feelings when you say that.
It's not a threat to free speech. Okay, good.
It's not tomato, it's tomato. Don't hurt my feelings. No, none of that. And here are some of them that they have. They're saying, listen, let's leave these in the past. And this is where you join in the conversation and let us know what word you would put on there. Wheelhouse. Like, oh, that's in my wheelhouse.
I don't have a problem with that. That doesn't bother me.
That was their number one word. There's other words that you're going to say, but yeah, I was surprised by that. Wrap my head around. Like, hey, let me wrap my head around that.
Okay. That doesn't bother me either.
Now, here's where we get into this. And this is some of this political, some of it's topical. Collusion. Obviously, probably thinking of Russia.
Yes, that does annoy me.
I'm done with that one. Let's see here. POTUS, FLOTUS, SCOTUS, anything to do with, like, you know, President of the United States, First Lady, whatever it is. I agree. I'm tired of that.
It's easy to type. You say POTUS instead of President of the United States. It's easy. What's wrong with that?
I don't know. I'm just over it, I guess. I'm annoyed by it. Ghosting. We all know what it is. Do we have to say it anymore?
Well, what else would you call it, though?
I don't know.
See, they don't give you an alternative term. Like, I feel like you have to say ghosting. There's nothing else you can say.
Okay. Another thing they said we need to banish in 2019, and you can let us know. Join the conversation, 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. What needs to be banished for you is yeet.
Yeah.
If you don't know what that is, it's a slang term for like when you're throwing something at somebody.
That's annoying.
I'm like, duck, pork chop, yeet. But I usually don't tell you to duck.
Yeet is annoying.
Yeet. And then we hear this crap all the time. And I think it is very important. We actually all do, not just me. We all agree here. It doesn't matter what side you're on, what you believe in, you should vote. It is very important to vote just in general. Men and women fought and died for us to have that right and currently serve and protect for that. So you should vote. But the phrase, how often do we hear this? This is the most important election of our time.
They always say that. It's a scare tactic. I mean, every election is extremely important. But it's like how Chris Harrison always says, this is the most dramatic season of The Bachelor.
Yes, exactly.
Like every season is dramatic.
So will that be yours right there? You want Chris Harrison to quit saying that?
Yeah, I mean, but now he says it kind of as a joke. Like he gets he's in on the joke. He gets why people always make fun of it.
You can make that a drinking game. Like if he says that, you got to do a shot tonight. Okay, for me, somebody brought this up. They sent me a DM over the break. I guess they heard some of our best of. And they're like, hey, Joe, you know what you say a lot, and it's probably offensive to people. I think you should quit saying it, kind of being banished. Can you quit saying butthurt?
Why is that offensive?
I don't know if it's like somebody thinks it's like me slandering somebody that's like bisexual or homosexual.
What?
No, I don't know. No,
everyone knows what it means.
Of course it is. I love saying don't be butthurt. I told my boss the other day, I'm like, quit being so butthurt. I don't think she appreciated it, but 833-JOE-ALEX, you can also hit us up on Twitter and let us know. What word would it be for you that you're like, you know what, let's leave this in the past. So you're going to go with your Chris Harrison?
Well, I will say that the whole collusion thing has gotten on my last nerve. So that is a good term. I would say out of all of them, that one I could at least relate to. I could at least be like, yeah, that's really grating on me. But what was the thing about Chris Harrison? Oh yeah, this is the most important election. I mean,
yeah, like, this is the most important episode. Tonight of The Bachelor.
I didn't even think about that until they brought it up. So I'm gonna stick. I think that they had it right with collusion.
Pork chop, you're a man of many words.
Yeah, no, but I don't think I care. Like, I mean, anyone could say whatever they want, and I don't, no words don't bother me.
Like, I remember a couple years ago, they put, like, Fleek on there and stuff like that.
I can't even think. I'm trying to think of something that.
Wait, hold on,
me.
Wait. Fleek's not cool anymore?
Not cool anymore.
Oh, great.
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.